Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is Bible Questions and Answer and BIBLE program, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. I'm Brother Lewis Parker IV, ministering evangelist to the Darien Luke Church of Christ. We're also very blessed to have on our program Brother L.C. Parker Jr. of the Darien Luke Church of Christ, as well as Brother Johnson and Brother Williams from Wharton, Texas. Wonderful gospel preachers and men who've been on the battlefield for a mighty long time. So we're just blessed to have Brother Parker, Brother Williams, Brother Johnson on with us on this evening. This is the night where you could call in and listen to gospel sermons, preach from the Word of God. Let us pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne in Jesus' name. Thank you for this day and the opportunity to preach your word, Heavenly Father, to the world. You gave us the commission to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray that you give us the strength necessary to accomplish the mission you have set before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're just blessed to be on tonight. As I mentioned, I'm Lewis Parker IV. One of the things, and by the way, let me say this, although this is a night that's designed for delivery of sermons, if you do have a Bible question, feel free to call in, and we'll give you a Bible answer. Even though tonight isn't the night, Thursday nights are designed for Bible question and answer, but if you got a Bible question, please feel free to call in anyway, and we'll be more than happy to answer your Bible question. In Acts chapter 2, we have the delivery of the beginning of the Church of Christ.
And
we have Peter using the keys that Jesus gave him. Jesus in Matthew 16:18 said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it." So he also told Peter, "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Peter used those keys in Acts chapter 2 to open up the church. Over 3,000 souls were saved. Acts 2:47 says, "Praising God and having faith with all the people of the Lord added to the church daily, such as were being saved." So my question to the audience, what church were those people added to? What church were those people added to? Now, in order for me to be saved today, I believe that whatever church that they were added to, I need to be added to. Well, why you say that, Brother Parker? Well, they said, the Bible says, having favor, the Lord added to the church daily such as were being saved. So, in other words, those people who were being saved were being added to the church. So in order for them to have salvation, they needed to be added to the church. So therefore, the same way that you're saved in the first century is the same way you're saved in the 21st century. So therefore, in the first century, if they were saved via water baptism and entrance into Christ's church, the Church of Christ, then that's the same way we have to be saved in the 21st century. So what church were they added to? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, there's only one church that existed at the time, and that church is the church that Christ said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." So therefore, the church that belongs to Christ Jesus was the only church that was existent at the time. So in order for men to be saved today, you must be added to the church which belonged to Christ Jesus. Well, how do I tell which church belongs to Christ Jesus? The main thing is the doctrine, the teaching of the church. Do the church stick with biblical teaching? Does the church worship like they did in the first century? For example, we see in the first century a church who took communion every Lord's Day. We see in the first century a church who worshiped and sung unaccompanied, singing a cappella. In the first century, we see a church who worship on the first day of the week, not on Saturdays or any other day of the week, when they met together on the first day of the week to engage in corporate worship, to take the Lord's Supper. So therefore, we see a church who's governed by elders and deacons and evangelists. We see all of these doctrines in the first century, and
Amen.
I believe that if we're going to be the true church of Christ today, then we need to model, we need to resemble the first century church. See, in so doing, it's very important for me as a gospel preacher and these men also on the panel, and I feel
Amen.
Like it should be important to every sincere person studying the Word of God, to allow the Word to lead you instead of you leading the Word. Whenever
Amen.
We study the Bible, whenever we conduct a hermeneutical survey of God's Word, it's exegesis, not eisegesis. Most people, I believe, eisegesis. In other words, they bring into the Word of God preconceived notions of what they want the Word to say. Whenever we approach the Word of God, it's important that we move ourselves, our preconceived notions, our thoughts, our attitudes out of the way and approach the Word of God.
Amen.
And approach the Word of God with humility. That's what it's all about. Humble yourself before the Word of God instead of approaching it with arrogance. And if we're able to humbly approach the Word of God, then we'll submit ourselves before the Word of God and
Amen.
Allow the Word of God to lead and guide us as opposed to us leading the Word of God. So approach with humility. Be honest with yourself. The reason why I say that is because a lot of people find it hard to accept the truth of the Word of God. If you could teach people the Word of God, show them in the Bible where something is, but they still reject it, although they're reading it for themselves, they still why? Because they brought into the Word of God their preconceived notions instead of taking
Amen.
From the Word of God.
Amen.
So I encourage each person who's listening tonight, when you approach the Word of God, please do so with sincerity, with humility, and not bringing your own preconceived notions to the Word, but just open up your hearts and let the Word lead and guide your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll pass it to Brother Parker Jr., and we got Brother Williams, Brother Johnson on too, right?
I was trying to find out. I don't know, Brother Brown, are they on?
I am.
Brother Brown, let me pause and see if we have any questions right fast before we pass the mic. Brother Brown, any questions?
Okay, go ahead with the show.
Okay, all right. I'll go ahead and pass the mic to Brother Parker Jr. This time.
And I'll introduce in Brother Johnson of the Wharton Church of Christ there. And he and Brother Williams are doing a great job there. At this time, Brother Johnson.
I was thinking on something that Brother Parker the Fourth said. When he said it about the church, he was exactly right. Folks need to open up their hearts and let God talk to their hearts. I'm talking about the heart of their mind.
Amen.
His word. Because we got a lot of folk that's reading the Bible, but they're not getting a proper understanding of the Bible. They want to take a scripture and say, well, my forefathers and parents and all that was members of this and that. It's not what you was a member of. It's what you need to do to be obedient to Christ and do what he tells you from his word. If I show you in the Bible what God has to say about the church of Christ, you have to do what God says, not what I say.
Yes.
We had a Bible class last Wednesday, and we told everybody to bring their Bible. Few people brought their Bible. But there was a lady that didn't bring her Bible, and I get kind of like, well, if you don't bring your Bible, how are you going to learn? Well, we got people like that today.
Man.
Listening to me ain't going to get you into heaven. But listening to God was going to open up the door for you to get into heaven by being obedient to the word of God.
Yes.
And John chapter 6 and verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. We have learned of the Father. We got to come to Jesus if we want to be saved. Jesus don't have to come to us. We got to come to him. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 33, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee."
Amen.
I'm afraid that people are not seeking God to learn about God. The Bible tells me simply what I got to do to be saved. If I want to be saved, first of all, we got to be honest.
Yes.
Second of all, we got to listen. Third of all, we got to follow through the plan what God has said to do. What we do a lot of time, we follow what the preachers say, and we ain't listening to what God say. When it comes down to their soul salvation, they haven't really done what God say. Let me show you an example. In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, there was a man called Amaziah. The Bible said he did everything with a perfect heart, but not with a perfect heart. So he did everything that God told him, but not with a perfect heart.
Amen.
Why did he not do it with a perfect heart? He bowed down to those same gods that those people were told to destroy. Well, we got folk like that today. Brother Parker, the fourth and third, and Brother Brown,
yeah.
Brother William. It's like this. They hear what we're telling them, and they have a Bible, and they can read just like me and you. But they won't give up the God of this world, so they just hold on to him. Or if they do it this way, I'll go ahead and get baptized so they won't keep on bothering me about that.
Well,
let me tell you something. When you get baptized into Christ, you better do it for real and make sure that you've done it honestly. Because if you try to get baptized into Christ and bring it in your sins with you, you still in sin. You see, you might fool us, but you sure can't fool God. Because that's who's going to judge you on the end of time. When he get ready to judge you, that final judgment, and you haven't really obeyed his word, you have a problem. I'll show you an example.
Amen.
And Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Apostle Paul said, "If you have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." That a lot of people have not been risen with Christ, but claiming they have been risen with Christ. Other words,
yeah.
They haven't obeyed him. Then the Apostle Paul tells us in another place in the Bible, he tells us about in Colossians chapter 1 there and verse 23. He said, "Continue for their faith." A lot of us are not contending for the faith. He said, if you don't, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be lost. We got to keep on keeping on. We cannot give up because people don't like what we say or what we do. The Church of Christ will stand with everything else to fall. The Church of Christ was started by Christ, because when he mentioned it, he said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He wasn't talking about a church building. He was talking about you and me. He's going to build us and build us while we could stand on his word and be true ministers of God and true members of the Church of Christ. But people now following the devil. Wait, let me show you an example. The devil set up church buildings. That ain't God's plan. God's plan is to set up, he set up the kingdom over 2016 years ago. Everybody that wants to get in gonna have to come through, like Peter told them folks on the day of Pentecost. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are far off, as many of the Lord God shall call. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And with many other words, he exhorted them. But then he said something really caught the eye. Then they gladly received his word and were baptized. And to them about 3,000 souls. You drop down to verse 47, Jesus Christ do the adding to the church. What church? The church of Christ. There ain't but one church in the entire Bible. You can start from the Old Testament of the prophecy of the church and to the New Testament is fulfilled what Jesus said. Well, our problem is we don't want to do what Jesus said. So we want to get into anything, and we want to be religious, but we're not saved.
Amen.
And Acts, the fourth chapter, and begin at verse 12 there, it said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
We cannot be saved in a Catholic church.
Say it.
We cannot be saved in a Baptist church.
Say it.
We cannot be saved in a Methodist church.
Preach.
A Jehovah's Witness church or a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Preach.
Why can't we be saved in those churches? There's no salvation in them.
Amen.
Salvation is only in Christ. Titus 2 and 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men.
Amen.
Not some men, but all men, won't receive it. You see, when we will not do what God tells us, we are losing blessings from God.
Amen.
You see, God is the Savior of the world, but we have to do something to be saved.
Yes.
And we don't want to do what God tells us, so we argue and fight and fuss. But let me tell you something, brethren. If we don't get it right down here, we sure can't go to heaven up there. You must be in Christ. It is so sad that so many people professing that they are in Christ and they're not in Christ.
Amen.
As long as your heart is right. That's the main topic of the world today. As long as your heart is right. What heart? And the heart that be passed over the chest piece. That ain't what the Bible teaches. Here's something I want to read to you right quick. And 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want to read this right quick to you.
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul says here. Let me get it right. Okay, here it is. And verse 10. He said, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Jesus, which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Salvation is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
Yes.
If you do not have salvation, you do not have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The world don't have Jesus Christ. They can say the name, they can talk about the name, but they don't have the name.
Amen.
You see, God knows. Do you know God knows who is his children?
Yes.
Yes, he knows who his children are. You see, in the same passage, in verse 19 here, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands assured, having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
If you're going to name the name of Christ, you got to obey Christ.
Yes.
You have to do what Jesus Christ say. You see, Brother Parker, I have to do what Jesus Christ say.
Yes.
Not what the preacher say. The preacher can't save my soul.
Amen.
If I do not do what Jesus Christ says, I will be lost eternally.
Yes.
More people are not doing what Jesus Christ says. They're doing everything but what Jesus saying. They go around the truth of the Bible. But
Amen.
You can't get away with it. Because what we
Amen.
Preach to you on this earth will face you in the final judgment of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When he gets ready to judge you and your name is not in the book, you're not wearing the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to be in trouble. The Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23, he said the husband is the head of the wife,
yes.
even as Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
Now, here's my point. If Christ is the head of the church, then there's nobody else the head of the church.
Amen.
Christ built one church, but men said don't make a difference. That's because they don't know the truth or they won't accept the truth. One or
Amen.
The other. The Bible tells us what to do, and yet we won't listen to God.
Amen.
What is wrong with us? We got to go back to the book like Nehemiah was told those people in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 8. We need to see what God has to say about it. You see, we're trying to be smarter than God today. We so computerized,
Man.
Brother Parker, and we so skillful in computers, but you know what? God still
yeah.
got the answer better than the computer. Because we have to
Man.
Feed that computer what it needs to know.
Oh.
If you
yeah.
don't tell that computer or feed that computer what the stuff it should hold, it won't know. You see, God's word has it all. You know, your
Amen.
Cell phones today and all of this, got. You can have a person say, let me see your cell phone. And you can show them Acts 2:38, and they'll sit there and deny it.
Amen.
They'll deny God and accept the devil. There was last Wednesday, I was teaching the Bible class that over here at the building, Brother Parker. And I said, you know, Satan has houses, but God has one house.
Amen.
And the man took it out of context. I said, no, I said, Satan has houses. What I was telling him, Satan has church buildings, but he don't have the real house. God
Amen.
Has the real house. I said that God's house is us. Let
Amen.
Me show you an example again. Let me go to 1 Peter right quick, if you don't mind.
Amen.
And I want to show you something here. 1 Peter chapter 2. See, the Bible has got the answer for me. So I go with God, since we're on this study tonight.
Amen.
Listen to what God has to say about this. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. He says, wherefore lay aside all malices and guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking and newborn babes that desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted the Lord is gracious. Verse 4, to whom come as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. Ye also as a lively stone are a built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, that's
Amen.
A beautiful picture of Jesus Christ right there. Brethren, if we do not take God at his word and stay with the book, we're going to be lost.
Amen.
Jesus Christ gave us a book of instruction. As you always say, Brother Parker, If we don't go by the instructions that are written in this book, we all going to go to hell.
Amen.
It's just the bottom line to it. We must go by the instructions. We must study the Word of God.
Second Timothy 2:15.
To study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not shamefully rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
We got to study. We got to study, 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 and stay with the book. Regardless
Amen.
Who it hurts, who don't like it, who don't care about it, we still got to preach the truth. God
Amen.
Expects us to tell it like it's wrote. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, he said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Brethren, we are free now from our past sin. Let's stay free. Let's preach the word of God. Let's stand on the word of
Amen.
God, and let's be faithful to our God.
Amen.
You see, God wants his preachers to be faithful to him. He don't want
Amen.
Us to mess it up and tear it up.
Yeah.
We got a lot of brethren are not teaching what God says.
Amen.
The reason why? Because about the mighty dollar.
Yes.
Brethren, we better get ourselves together. You see all of this stuff happening now, floods and all the water coming up, all the rain coming down. And you know what? God ain't trying to dry it up. He let us know, I'm in control, whether you believe that or not.
Amen.
You got me in now. Oh, well, you know, that's just a little bit of something. Let me tell y'all, good folks, something. We better take heed to what God got to say.
Amen.
Because if God, when God come back, and we aren't ready, Lord, have mercy on our soul.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy on us. I'm trying to stay faithful.
Man.
The best that I can. You see, the Apostle Paul said to the church here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says here, in verse 1, he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. See, life is in Christ Jesus. It ain't nobody else.
Amen.
So if life is in Christ Jesus, salvation is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You see, we trying to put life in everything but Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in 2 Timothy, again, in chapter 2 and verse 1, He said, thus therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and that the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same that thou be to faithful men who shall be able also to teach.
Amen.
We should be able to be able to teach God's word. Some of us have been in the church 30, 40 years and still don't know how to teach God's word.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Been in the church that long and still don't know how to teach God's word.
Amen.
We ought to be done got past milk. We ought to be done got past everything else.
Yes.
And start teaching the folk. Folk need to be taught by the word of God.
Amen.
If we do not teach them, we're going to be responsible for that at the judgment.
Amen.
Apostle Paul, in verse 27, he says, I shall not declare the whole counsel of God. In other words, what Paul was simply saying, I'm going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
That's my goal, Brother Parker, is to tell the people the truth.
Yes.
If you ask me a Bible question, I'm going to give you a Bible answer, Radio Land.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to give it to you straight out of the book. Whatever. I'm with you.
Amen.
That's what the people need to hear is the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 4:16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us don't read the Bible no more like we used to. We done got so
Amen.
Far from the Bible, it's pitiful.
Yes.
We done got too far from it, and we know better, but we won't do better.
Amen.
That's our problem. God is not going to remove the book. In Matthew 24:35, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but
Amen.
My word shall stand. The Bible's still here. Man laying down every day, dying, leaving this world, Brother Parker III and IV,
yeah.
Brother Brown, Brother William, and then myself. God is still here. The
Amen.
Bible tells me in Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Amen.
God's word is true. You can depend on God's word. God's word will not fail. We can depend on it every day.
Amen.
I'm so grateful that God blesses me to wake up with the Bible on my mind. You know, Brother Parker, I woke up this morning, early this morning, around 3 o'clock, and the
Amen.
Bible was sitting right there beside me there. And I woke up and I looked right at it. I started praying and I started reading. And I said, thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
God's word will save us, church.
Yes.
God didn't put a book down here for us to play with. He put a book down here to save us by.
Yes.
He said, you stay with my word and I'll save you.
Amen.
You stay with the truth, I'll save you. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man
yes.
can come to the Father but by me. Can't nobody
Amen.
Go to Jesus without God.
Amen.
You don't have to go to Jesus to get to God.
Amen.
If you want to be saved. Most people don't want to be saved.
Yes.
But if they want to be saved, they're going to have to do what God says. Oh, they
Amen.
Want God to save them on their time, brethren. But God don't save
yes.
like that.
Yes.
God saves when you hear what he got to say. God told us what to do. Tonight
Amen.
We are telling you what you got to do to be saved.
Amen.
You got to hear God. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
If you don't hear God, who you going to hear? You, the preacher can't save you. All the preacher can do is tell you what God has already said in the book.
Amen.
If you do not listen to the book, then God can't help you.
Yes.
God can't save you if you willing not to obey him. That's the only way God will not save you, because you won't obey him. If you obey him and follow him, God will lead you by the hand all the way to glory.
Amen.
All the way to glory if you want to go. Now, you got to want to go. If I want to go from here, Brother Parker, from here to New York, I got to get on that right road and go.
Yes.
But if I want to go to heaven, I got to get on that right spiritual road and go and follow
Amen.
Christ all the way. I
Amen.
Can't half follow him. I can't do it by 2/3 or 3/6. I got to do it all the way.
Yes, Lord.
God wants to save man. Man don't realize he is so blessed by
yes.
God. Look at the nature of God.
Amen.
God has showed us the visible side and the invisible through the word. Huh?
Yes.
He showed us this. And we still won't do what he tells us.
Amen.
But we'll follow the devil, and he's going to lead us to hell, and we're going to spend eternity in a
Ooh.
Fire that can't be put out.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
we going to be led to hell by a fire can't be put out. Because once you go to hell, you can't come out. See, most people think when they go there, well, I've been there a long time. No, no, no. You spend eternity in hell.
Yes,
if you do not get rid of your sins, that's where you're going.
Amen.
Peter told all of those people that day what God had said. Peter told them the same thing he's telling us today through the word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift to all of those who obey God. Acts 2:38 and Acts 5:32. If you want it. Now, if you don't want it, then don't worry God about it. God is in the saving business.
Amen.
Hell was never intended for man in the first place.
Amen.
It was the devil and his angel. But if men choose to go to hell, go head on. Because we can't help you if you won't let God talk to you.
Amen.
Huh? You got to let God talk to your heart.
Amen.
I'm talking about your heart that's in your head, not that thing that pumps blood every day.
Amen.
I'm talking about the real heart that does the thinking.
Amen.
That does all kind of things that shouldn't be doing. We got so much stuff going on, Brother Parker, in this world.
Yes.
God is so merciful. How long is he going to put up with it?
Amen.
Well, sometimes I get to sitting here thanking Brother Parker when I be reading God's word. Now, sometimes I read on sin and different things, and I be just mumbling to myself. I said, Lord, how long is you going to put up with this?
Amen.
I have asked him, how long is you going to put up with this?
Yes.
But you know the answer is, the Bible tells me in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, God is long-suffering.
Yes.
No man to perish, but all men come to repentance. Huh?
Amen. Amen.
He wants all men to come to repentance. He wants all men to be saved.
Amen.
But it's you. The door is open to heaven. The Lord has opened the door to heaven.
Amen.
The gospel must be preached. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17, he said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it. First to the Jews, also to the Greeks. For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Parker, it's up to us to get in.
Amen.
We want to get in, we're going to have to listen. We're going to have to listen to God. We better wake up, Church of Christ. You know, every day when we wake up now, Brother Parker, tragedy somewhere. I look at Houston, people just killing. Just killing to be killing now. Homosexuals. Men's is in the ladies' bathroom. And all this foolishness going on. God sees the whole picture. But death is for show, and then the judgment. Brothers and sisters, and radio land, and everybody out there in that world, better wake up and better listen to God.
Amen.
Because God one day going to come through. I believe that, Brother Parker, that God is on his way back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Because, see, the kingdom is already set up. All God's got to do is just lift it up, and that's it.
Yes.
If God lift it up and take it back, you ain't in it, shame on you.
Yes, Lord.
Shame on us if we're not in the kingdom. The Bible tells me in Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 20 and 21, the Jews asked Jesus a question. They asked him about the kingdom. And he told them the kingdom It's not observation. The kingdom is within yourself. You are in the kingdom, and the kingdom is in you. So what's the problem? You got to follow the plan of God and do it the way God said it. See, we got too many false brethren. The Apostle Paul's biggest enemy in the church was his own brethren, his own Jewish brethren. They were false brethren. Our biggest problem today, Brother Parker, is our own brethren. They're not bearing down on the book like they should. They scared to preach the whole truth to the people because they think that they're going to lose members. Those are not their members. Those are God's members. And once we realize that and open our eyes and open our mind, we don't own anything. We don't even own ourselves. God owns us. We are God's members. We are not men's members. You don't read that nowhere in the Bible that the apostles ever had members. You don't read it in the Bible. So why do we say we got members? We ain't got no members. Christ got all the members. All the members got to do is follow Christ. A church that will follow Christ will grow up and be a stronger and a better man and a better person in the church of Christ.
Amen.
Christ expects us to grow faithfully and maturely. But we act so foolish. That's why, Brother Parker, we got to put the folk in remembrance of these things.
Yes.
We got to keep preaching. You know, we used to, back in the days, Brother Parker, I know you know about it, we used to hold plenty of gospel meetings. Now we don't hold hardly none.
Amen, amen, amen.
We used to hold plenty of gospel meetings.
Yes,
we didn't care what
Lord.
Time of day or night or evening it was. If it, when we set up a gospel meeting at 7:30 and we stayed to 8:30 or 9 or whatever, we did it. Now we can't even get a one-day gospel meeting. We can't get no one to a gospel meeting now. We hardly can't get people to come to worship on Sunday morning. We can't hardly get people to worship God at all. The world is going backwards instead of going forward.
Amen.
The world don't realize that they're going backwards. They're going to hell.
Amen.
Let me show you an example. The children of Israel in Numbers 14, verses 1 through 15, the Lord told them to go forward. He didn't say go backwards. See, they were talking about going back to Egypt because a little problem come up. But the Lord said go forward.
Amen.
That's what we need to do, Church of Christ. We need to go forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to preach it like it is, no matter who don't like it, no matter who don't want to hear it. We need to preach it because men are dying and going to hell right after death. Because they're not listening to God. What's the problem? Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen.
Jesus Christ wants to save all men. Jesus Christ is the doctor.
Amen.
He is the lawyer. He is the judge. And we don't even want to listen to him.
Amen.
But you know what, Brother Parker? We're going to beg him on the day of judgment when he gives that final sentence. And if our name we are not written in the book of life, he's going to remind us of it. You didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
I told you what to do from the word. All you had to do was follow it. Jesus said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say, prophesy, cast out devil, did many wonderful works. He's going to profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Matthew 7:21-23. Then Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?
Amen.
Huh? We call him Lord, Lord when trouble comes, Brother Parker. But when we're on our feet and doing good, we don't even know him.
Say it.
Huh? We don't know.
Amen.
We turn our back on Jesus.
Yes.
Who wants to help us every day. Who wants
Amen.
To save us every day. Who
Amen.
Loves us more than anything in the world. The devil do not love us.
Yes.
The devil hates us.
Yes.
He hates us. I'm telling
yes.
you the way it is, my brethren. He hates us.
Yes.
We following Christ, he hates us.
Yes.
And we need to get it straight. Now, who
Amen.
You going to serve? Is you going to serve God or
Amen.
You going to serve the devil? Now, which one you want?
God
done told us how to do it, and we argue with him. The
Amen.
Devil don't care nothing about you.
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you a good thing here. The devil rather see me and you, Brother Parker, go to
yes.
arguing and fighting over the word
yes.
than to sit and learn the truth.
Amen. Amen.
He'd rather see me and you and your son and everybody around us fight over the word, and
yes.
then we still ain't got nothing done yet. We got
Amen.
Folks out here in the world don't even want to listen.
Yeah,
but they're
yeah,
so
yeah.
religious, but you're not in Christ.
Amen.
That's the sad case. So religious, but not in Christ.
Amen.
They haven't obeyed the gospel. That's what the Apostle Paul
Amen.
Was saying in Romans 10 and verse 14 and 16. They hadn't heard, they hadn't obeyed. Oh, they
Amen.
Listened, but they haven't obeyed God. We got to obey God.
Yeah.
When is we going to come together?
Amen.
When is we going to come together? I'm not talking about the nations of the world and all the people in the world.
Amen.
I'm talking about the church.
Yes.
The church of Christ. It's dying too. And the
yeah.
Church of Christ members are in sin and they going to hell too.
Yes.
As you always say, Brother Parker, if they can't preach that book, go sit down somewhere and leave it alone.
Yes, Lord.
We got folk don't they ain't preaching God's word. They're taking the
Amen.
Bible and making fairy tales out of it. Well, I think God meant this way, and I think God said it. No, you don't think that God said anything.
Amen.
God said it because it's in the Word.
Amen.
We got to preach it, brethren. Let's tighten
yes.
up. Every time I
Amen.
Come on the radio, I'm going to say, let's preach it.
Amen.
Brethren, I didn't get in the Lord's church to play. I got in
yes.
the Lord's church to be sincere with God.
Amen.
I pray for you all the time, Brother Parker, you and your
Amen.
Family, and I pray for all
yes.
of my brethren that we will come together and
Amen.
Cut out the foolishness because it ain't going to work with God.
Yes,
we got
Lord.
To be sincere with God. The reason why we
Amen.
Can't get nothing done because we're not sincere with God.
Amen.
You see, God letting us know, right now, Brother Parker, it's raining outside. It must
yeah.
not be enough water down here, because if it was, God would stop it now.
Yes,
it's raining,
would.
And folks are complaining about it. But God,
Amen.
I'll fix it. I'm going to keep standing until I get enough of it down here. And ain't nothing
Amen.
We can do about it, because God is in control.
Yes, he is.
Huh? God is
yes.
in control. Ain't nothing we can do about it. I was telling a man
yes.
that today outside, I said, ain't nothing we can do about it. I told a lady that said,
yes.
she said, oh, it's going to rain again. I said, lady, thank God for it. She said, oh, yeah, you're
Amen.
Right. I said, thank God for it raining. Because if God cut the rain off, Brother Parker, that's one of our blessings.
Amen.
God knows how much water to put down here.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
That's just like God knew how he was going to set up the church. See, God
Amen.
Had the church in his mind. It was
Amen.
Hidden from all generations, according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 to 27.
Yeah.
God had already had the church in his mind, and the church was in his mind with the church of Christ all the time.
Amen.
We just didn't go into the book enough to find out how God set it up. But when God
Amen.
Set it up, It's going to stay up. It's going to stay up until Jesus comes and delivers to the Father.
And yes.
1 Corinthians 15 and 24. He said, I will deliver the kingdom of God to the Father.
Yes.
Now, that knocks out the Jehovah Witnesses. Because they said that the kingdom hadn't come yet.
Yes.
But the kingdom is already here.
Yes, it is.
All you got to do is get in it.
Amen.
It's been here. Been here over 2016 years ago, and we still ain't trying to get in it. We're going to wait till Jesus picks it up. And once he take it up to the Father, you ain't going to get in. You lost.
Amen.
We got to do God's faith. Brethren, let's go back to the book.
Yes.
Let's see what God has to say about it.
Amen.
That's all it is. God wants to save us.
Amen.
Why do? You know what, Brother Parker? We can't hardly stand the heat down here now.
All
if
right.
you go to hell, you sure enough can't stand that heat, because that heat going to burn for eternity.
Right. Yes, Lord.
Do you want to burn eternity, brethren? No.
Amen.
I don't, Brother Parker, I'll say it again. I don't want to go to hell.
Me neither.
I'd rather just do what God say, follow God's plan, and go on about my business.
Amen.
See, that's all it is to it. I don't want to lose my soul. See, when we lose our soul, brother, listen to this real good. Once you lose your soul, you ain't got nothing else. All your money won't do you no good. All whatever God has blessed you physically on this earth won't do you no good. You take a man like Donald Trump, got $9 billion in the bank. If he died tonight, that money won't do him no good in hell. See, the money ain't going to do us no good.
Amen.
The money will not do none of us no good if we don't use it wisely.
Amen.
Thank God for the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is the only church God coming back for.
Amen.
He ain't coming back for no other church in the world but the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you a question. What church you are in tonight?
Say that.
Radio Land, what church are you in tonight? If you're in any church besides the Church of Christ, you better get out of it and get in the church that Jesus built 2016 years ago.
Yes.
Because Christ built one. The devil built all kinds. See, the devil built all kinds of churches, and ain't none of them got salvation in them. Ain't but one got salvation, and that's the Church of Christ. So it's in the book. We can go to the book and find salvation all over the New Testament.
Amen. Yes,
that's
Lord.
What you want. You want salvation.
Amen.
Salvation is in Christ.
Yes.
Not in man. It's in Christ.
Amen.
You see these folks paying these preachers, the priest to them, and they won't even tell them the truth.
Amen.
But you let one of us say, well, brother, we charge $500, and they want to kill us. But a denominational preacher can come along and say, we want $1,000, and they'll go in their pockets.
Amen.
You see what I mean? They'll pay for false religion and go to hell and pay for the true church, and we're trying to get them into heaven.
Amen.
We're concerned, Radio Land. We're concerned about your soul.
Yes.
We're not concerned about your pocket or your money. Souls was involved. If we can get the souls in the church, man, don't you know this would be a better place to live?
Amen.
Sin is what's destroying this world.
Amen.
We got to come back to Jesus. Get ready, Church of Christ. God ain't through yet.
Amen.
God ain't coming back until he gets ready. But when he comes, we better be ready.
Amen.
You see, when Christ comes back, it's all over with.
Yes, sir.
See, when Jesus comes back, Brother Parker, I want to be one in that number. I'm not being selfish. I hope I'm one in that number.
Amen. Me too.
I hope I'm going right on up.
Yes.
I hope to see your face, brother, your son's face, your wife's face,
Amen.
And all of my brethren that are faithful to God's face in the go lose now, not asleep in heaven for them.
Amen. Yes,
brethren, get ready. I'll let you have it now, Brother Parker. Let's see what we got going.
Yes, sir. Brother William Long?
I don't know. I think William went up to the hospital to visit a friend.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Well, just listen. Thank you, Brother John, for that wonderful doctrinal teaching tonight. The Bible says, and I'm Brother Lewis Parker with the Zion New Church of Christ, Lewis Jr. Brother Lewis Parker, fourth is a minister. I'm evangelistic minister. In chapter 6 of Romans, Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Or we think that we're going to keep on sinning and grace going to stay with us? Listen, we're losing that unmerited gift from God now. Even in this country and in churches, it happens the same thing. In churches of Christ, some people are just taking it for granted now. And they're losing that grace. Are you going to continue to sin and think that grace is going to abound? It's going to stay with you? No. You're going to lose your grace. Keep on out there with all that sin. God forbid it. Verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? He said, know ye not that as so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so should we also rise to walk in newness of life. When we're baptized into Christ Jesus, that one church, we were baptized to walk in the newness of life. But if we were baptized, if we were planted together in the likeness of death, we should also be in the likeness of his resurrection. We came up just like Christ did in his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We should not be serving sin anymore. Those of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ, sin should be dead around us. We should be walking in the newness of life, one with another. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we were dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. You see, where is your focus at as a Christian? We're looking to live eternally with Jesus Christ in heaven, not to be going down there burning up in hell. And if we start walking wrong and living wrong, you're going to have some hell on you, too. You won't be successful. You won't live a good life. Your life will be destructive and messed all up and everything else be happening to you. I was talking to a young man just the other day. He was on the way to drug rehab. And he told me, he said, he just feels so bad about his life. He said, my parents were doing good. They were raising me right. They were giving me money. I was going to school. I was passing all the classes. Then I got on this dope. And I have not been living nothing all these days. I'm just going to rehab because I got to go, because I don't want to go buy no crack and no methamphetamine or none of that good drug out there. I got to keep going over to the center. You know something? We have a center. It's called the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Once you have been born afresh, you heard the word, you believe the word, you repented of all your past sins, you were baptized into Christ, all your sins are forgiven, and when you came up out of the water, you were a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All your past sins washed away eternally. Now you can walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Sometimes just stumble, but get it right quick. got too many Christians in the church been stumbling and not saying nothing. Stumbling and not saying nothing. Not trying to get repentance. Stumbling and not repenting. And sometimes the whole church get all them holistic people in it and the preachers in the pulpit. Get with that fool says, not preaching the doctrine. Get it for the money. Get it for the honey that he can find. Hooray! He's in it for the money and tell the people what they want to hear. The Bible told us to preach the word. Preach it in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after all heap to themselves teachers having itch and ear, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. We're in that generation right now. People just want to hear and make them feel good. Right. Got that lying, no good dog preacher up in there who needs to just go it on and go to hell. He up in with all that foolishness. Turn to Psalms 111, verse 9. Mark it and keep reading the book and go back and forth to it. I want you to notice something in Psalms 111 and verse 9. You see, when I was growing up, that's all in the black community. I know that's all they call themselves, was the reverends. Praise the Lord, verse 1. I will praise the Lord with all my heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. You're praising God, he said. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of them that have pleasure therein. You got to be pleased in it. And we're having pleasure in church. He said, pleasure in the name of the Lord. It's a lot of pleasure going on because they boom, bang, singing and preacher telling them what they want to do and make them feel good and they can come up in that dress any kind of way they want to go. The girls can come in that half naked. The boys can come in there with their pants dragging down and looking like something idiot up in the church. Just having a good time. Verse 3, his works are honorable and glorious and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the brethren. The works of his hands shall verify in judgment. All his commandments are sure that they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name.
Amen.
Last verse 10 of Psalm 111, verse 9, verse 10. Last verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. He wants us to follow. He has commanded us the basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible gives us those instructions. Study and follow them. Now he said in verse 9, and this is something all you so-called preachers out there calling yourself a reverend mention only one time in the Bible. Psalm 111, verse 9. He had sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Verse 1. Who is he talking about here? The antecedent of that is, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 111 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever, holy and reverend, Jesus, his name. Now, you folk out here talking about you, the Reverend so-and-so, the most right, you better sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit, you lying, no-good human being. Get out of there. Got people following you like you God. You're not God. And God is going to show it to you before it's all over. He will show it to you before it's all over.
Amen.
You were a man years ago. They called him, and they put it in the newspapers and stuff, the most right reverend. And he had money. He had so much money. He hadn't got out of the church. He had homes down in other areas of the United States that he used to, him and his wife used to fly out to. His first wife died. And the second one that he got, she had to care of him. And then he died, and all that money just went away then. You see, God is a good God.
Amen.
He's not going to live a glorious life. And if you think that by being a preacher, you are the authority of the church, you are lying. Some preachers say this is my church. And they literally own that building. And the people in there, because they follow him and give him what he wants and listen to him and follow him. That's the weakness of religion when you got the devil in charge of it. When you got a devil in there, people will still follow. They'll follow. You can find people weak enough to follow you because they're looking to try to be saved, many of them. They're looking for something right. They're looking for something they want to donate their life to. And they donate their life to these hellistic preachers, lying, low-down men, in it for the money and the honey. Amen? And we need to know that and deal with it. Now, in the Church of Christ, we got some of our brothers in town that the money look good now. Especially these guys coming out these schools, they think that they come out the school with a degree. And that qualifies them for X amount of dollars. If you remember years back, you remember, brother, I remember, you remember, we old enough to remember back in the day when the guys just gave up that life, that jobs and everything, they came to churches and they preached for a little of nothing as long as they used to have what they call those houses. They had those houses for them at the church. They gave them a house. I forgot what we used to call them. They had a house that the church owned. And many churches controlled them by that. If they start getting out of order, they said, no, not out of order, but if they start preaching too hard on the church, they'd kick them out. I've known churches to take them and put their furniture out on the streets. That's a low-down, dirty thing. But they preached during those hard times, going from church to church, and they had the houses for them to live in, and they wasn't paying them that much in money. But they gave their lives to the truth. Hey! Some of the churches, big church you see out here, that's how they got there, because there were some men back in the day that gave their whole life. And I was preaching then too, because I started preaching at 8, because them old gospel preachers, they just got me all stirred up when I was a child.
I hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
And I remember those days, and that's why I can't stop preaching and dealing with it like that, because that's how we got to where we are now. You see some real big churches out here now and everything, they loaded, but some man gave his soul for that church.
Amen.
We got to get right.
We got to
look up there, boom, banging and singing, and like it's a nightclub up in the church. Preacher telling them what they want to hear and make them feel good. Don't put the gospel in there. Just make them feel good. And they go home and say, ooh, I had a good time at church today. You go to church to have a good time. You go to church to be filled with the Spirit. And knowing that you are a Christian and come out of that ready to live right and walk right, you come motivated. Amen. You don't come out there like you've been to a Sunday morning nightclub. You just came out of a Saturday night nightclub. Been out there. I was at one church one time where I knew all them youngsters up in there, and they had been out all night long. They came in at a feel good, and they were mighty quiet when I came there and preached. Amen. I should be sending them some kind of sweet thing to make them feel good. Because they go from the Sunday night nightclub to come up into the Sunday morning nightclub. Boom, bang, bang, and all kinds of good times. And the preacher got to make them feel good. Look, we better get back to the Word of God. We better get back to preaching. Preaching that Word of God. Amen. Because God commanded us to preach the word through Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Preach the word. The instant in season. Out of season. It's out of season now.
Oh, yeah.
We're living in an out of season time that people are not concerned about the word of God. Because this nation in America has become so great. And it's so good to them, let them sell dope in certain cities, and they can smoke it and get it out, and they can bring it to other states and all that kind of stuff. Oh, just living good and doing whatever. A man can be with a man, a woman can be with a woman, and they can just do anything that they want to do. Same-sex bathrooms and everything. And says, hooray! We're going to hell in a handbasket if we don't stop. Preachers, we got to preach against it. Take a stand against it and tell our members and everybody else and right on this program, tell them it's wrong. The Supreme Court has issued a wrong law that's going to tear this country down on us. Our supreme law, the lawyers that are supreme above everything, they say that man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Call God a lie. We're suffering for it. We're suffering for it. We're getting rain.
For the master.
Amen. And when this rain coming, Doc, we see this. Some of it's kind of terrible rain, ain't it? Ain't never happened before. Yeah, them rivers ain't never been that full before, and they're getting fuller, and now some more rain is coming. God is warning us.
And that's warning us. I've been telling folks, I said, God is warning us, brethren, and we ain't seeing it. Something wrong with us.
Yes. Yeah, and like you said, they act like they don't even care. That was going to happen. They're so smart, they don't even care because America is doing so wonderful. Just wait now. All that land, some of it's flooding and all that kind of stuff, and all around California, everything. Our crops may not grow like they should.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
And when that start happening, when that sun get in there, maybe a whole different thing. We have one of the hottest summers we've ever had. It may be hot and burning up everything. God is God. But you know something? I believe and know this. He's going to take care of his own.
Amen.
Members
Amen.
Of the body of Christ, stop your foolishness. Repent and get right. Preachers,
Amen.
Repent and preach and teach right. Hey, you in it for the money and the honey, you better sit your rump down or repent and stop it and live right.
Amen.
Hey, amen. I know you know we've said it tonight two or three times. Now what you got to do to become a member of the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible, the only church in the Bible, Acts 2:38. But when he Paul preached that first sermon, he said repent and be baptized, Acts 2:38. All of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. They had heard the word. They believed the word, Acts 15:7. They repented of their sins, Luke 13:3. And they repented of their sins. They confessed Christ, Matthew 10:32. And they were buried in the water of the grave of baptism, Acts 2:37-38. They were born again. And he said, just live and stay in the church and do right. Members of the body of Christ, we got to do right. Preachers, you're leaders. Now, if you're not leading right, God's going to punish you everlastingly in hell, but on this earth in your life.
Amen.
You'll never be worth anything on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to show everybody what he'll do to you because he wants to stop that kind of foolishness. If you hear it and you want to believe it, just call in on the radio program and call us. Just call us and then let us know. You got the number 347-850-8256. Just call that. While we're speaking, teaching, we press button number one. Come in online and talk to us, and we can tell you where you need to go or where you need to come to be baptized. But Brian, are there any callers on the phone? But I think he's off. Are there any callers? Press button one and come on. Brother Williams, he's a visiting hospital. Brother Johnson, you want, will you give us a closing prayer, sir?
Yes, sir. Our Father and our God, we're so grateful to have this radio program to be able to teach others that are lost in sin. Father God, we know that you will hear the prayers of the righteous. We know that, Father, that you said it in your word. Father God, we pray that we will be stronger in our faith and steadfast in our heart. Bless this radio station. Bless the brethren that's standing for the truth of the gospel. Oh, Father God, bless us to come on Thursday night and preach again your word, Father. Help us to be faithful to the end, Father. We're serving a true and living God. We know that you are alive. We know that you hear our prayers. We know that you are faithful to us, dear God. We ask that you to be with these gentlemen tonight and bless their homes and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Well, good night, brethren. Have a good night. May the good Lord bless you. See you Thursday if the Lord say so.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We'll see you too.